The Cambridge Bible Commentary describes today's verse as a motto, both for the whole book of Proverbs and of the whole subject of which the book treats. I am offering, the writer would seem to say, to give you the right of entering into the house of knowledge, to guide you through some of its goodly chambers, to display to you a portion of the rich and varied treasures with which it's stored. But as you approach the portal, note well the inscription which is traced above it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Albert Einstein once wrote that wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it. So what wisdom are you reaching to acquire? And how might your attempts to reach it make you more wise? Or your attempts to reach God bring you closer to Him? Well, this meditation from the first chapter of Proverbs will help begin your journey towards knowledge by first taking a step towards God. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of quiet stillness and serenity. Relax not only your mind, but your body. Not only your thoughts, but your eyes. Just feel yourself begin to release as you rest in His wisdom. The Lord God has sent out His light and truth that they may lead you and bring you into His holy hill and to His dwelling. The Lord is in His holy temple, so keep silent now before Him. The hour comes, and now is, when you shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks you to worship Him. So encounter God now in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence now flourish and thrive into a time of prayer, a prayer of presence, a prayer of satisfaction in the counsel and wisdom of God, a beginning moment to encounter God in your way, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to become even more aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes as you breathe. Just deep, slow breaths. Breathe in to a count of 10 if you can. And then slowly out to a count of 10. Don't force your breathing, just be aware of your slow and steady, peaceful, deep breathing. Breathe in deep, and as you exhale, whisper silently that God is the beginning of wisdom. Breathe in deep once more, and as you exhale, once again whisper silently that God is the beginning of wisdom. God is the beginning of wisdom. Now take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and whisper that God is the beginning of the wisdom that you seek. continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of anything that you feel or hear or taste or smell. What are you experiencing right now that reminds you that God is a part of time? That today was created before time began? His time is more present than yours. His plans for your time more divine than yours. So stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will wander, and when you realize it has, let that remind you to focus back. Just recognizing earthly amusements and temporal diversions is a meditation practice that will serve you well during your day. Just recognize distractions and without effort, return to the divine. Practice that now. Center on what you note about His being, and then return when you wander. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of 3 separate times of expanding reflection. Fight the temptation to consider it too closely for now. Just simply encounter God in the passage and listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit, something fresh. Listen carefully to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 from the English Standard Version. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from the passage? Well, remain there for a moment. What continues to remain in your mind from the passage? Well, let your mind wander and then let the Holy Spirit return you to the core and the beginning of the truth He wants to share with you. Listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from the King James Version. Strive to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you let those words soak into your being. The Proverbs are given so that you may know, give, receive, hear, and understand the wisdom of God. So let your mind drift through the many opportunities that the Holy Spirit has given you on your voyage, opportunities to receive the very wisdom of God. So drift on your journey and then return back to the Holy Spirit. Listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective now from the Amplified Version. The wise will hear and increase their learning, and the person of understanding will acquire wise counsel and the skill to steer his course wisely and lead others to truth. They will understand a proverb and a figure of speech or an enigma with its interpretation. The words of the wise and their riddles that require reflection. The reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping Him and regarding Him as truly awesome, is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But arrogant fools despise skillful and godly wisdom and instruction and self-discipline. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and imagine entering an ancient library. Entering the Royal Library of Alexandria in Egypt. It's the time of Christ, and the library is one of the largest and most significant libraries of the ancient world. It's a major source of scholarship where the most famous thinkers of the ancient world studied. So imagine walking its halls, listening to the conversations, the studying. What are they discussing? What knowledge do they seek? Are their questions any different than yours today? Are the answers they find really any different? Stay here walking the halls of Alexandria and imagine the conversations you hear among the collections and scrolls of knowledge. As you were present in your imagination walking in the ancient library, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Where do you turn now for knowledge? Google? Message boards? YouTube? Yelp? What life questions are you looking for answers? And how might your search begin with God? How can you apply the truth that God is the beginning of wisdom? Reword your search now, starting with that truth that God is the beginning of wisdom. As you close your time, return to your breathing. Just a whispered breath of meditation, that God is the beginning of wisdom. Let the word beginning guide you today. Let it be your meditation all throughout your day. And let me pray now, too, that you remember to have a reverent fear of the Lord. That is worshiping Him and regarding Him as truly awesome. That is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be. Amen. You know, today you have the opportunity to begin your voyage of knowledge and wisdom. You have the opportunity to take first steps today, and those steps begin with the truth that God is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge that you seek. So expect to find moments to begin today. Begin your seeking by beginning with God. So when you're ready to step into your day, just be mindful of that beginning. Beginning your search by beginning with God.